Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You can now call Governor Charlie Baker by a new title, author. The book he co-wrote with his longtime aide, Steve Kadish, goes on sale today. It's called Results, Getting Beyond Politics to Get Important Work Done. WBUR's senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Rupa.
Okay, you got an advanced copy of Baker's book. What did you think of it?
Well, I think if you were expecting Charlie Baker to dish up dirt or settle old political scores, you'll be disappointed. His book is not a memoir, nor is it an autobiography, and you won't find out what he really thinks of Donald Trump. Instead, it's more of a how-to book for managers, where he explains his methodical approach to dealing with problems. Now, Baker wrote this book with Steve Kadish, who served as his chief of staff for the first few years in office.
Methodical doesn't sound like very compelling reading, but why did they write this book?
They wrote the book for their fellow managers, especially those in government. The dedication in the book read to those who believe in public service, in good it must do, and who constantly strive to deliver on its promise. Baker has always prided himself as being Mr. Fix-It, and while many can argue about whether he's been successful, he says he has used the results framework to help tackle thorny problems that he's faced as governor. I think he also wanted to set a tone that people of different backgrounds or political persuasions can in fact work together to accomplish a goal. He points out that he grew up in a household where his father was a Republican, his mother was a Democrat. There were heated political discussions, but Baker argues those kind of discussions can be fruitful when people respect each other and work as a team.
Okay, you mentioned Baker outlines his approach to management in the book. What is his approach to management?
Baker calls it the results framework. I'm simplifying the approach immensely, but basically it outlines four steps: build a team, define the problem, figure out a solution, and then push for results.
Seems logical. Did he describe how he used that to face actual challenges as governor?
Yes, four of them. The first was the process for signing up for health care through the state's connector. As you may recall, the initial website was riddled with bugs. Then he talks about reorganizing the MBTA after the transit system ground to a halt during the snowstorms of 2015, and then revamping the Department of Children and Families after scandals there. Finally, he describes trying to navigate the Commonwealth through the pandemic, where any decision he made was sure to annoy someone. Now, as a reporter who covered Baker for the past 7 years, I found the examples fascinating because it's the first chance we've had to look under the hood to see how Baker's administration made those decisions.
And we're at a point where the administration is almost coming to an end. Does the book give you any sense of what Baker is likely to do once his term ends in January?
Not directly, no, but it seems to hint that he's focused on management rather than politics. Now, before becoming governor, Baker spent a decade running the big health insurance company, Harvard Pilgrim, and I wouldn't be surprised if he goes back to the private sector after he leaves Beacon Hill. He could easily serve on some corporate boards, give some speeches, or perhaps work as a consultant. Now, he currently earns $185,000 per year as governor, but could likely earn much more than that in the corporate world. Baker has said that even though he's 65, he's not yet ready to retire, so we'll find out soon enough what he does next.
Okay, that's WBUR senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown. Steve, thanks a lot for being here.
My pleasure, Rupa.